we continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefila Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Im Loshal Matar B'Masag Hashamim Machzirin Oso Af Apisha Shal Tal. If you did not say Matar V'Sein Matar during the times, the months when we are expecting would like rain, even if you said V'Sein Tal, you need to go back. Aval Im Shal Matar V'Lo Tal Im Machzirin Oso. But if for some reason you said V'Sein Matar but you left out Tal, so you'd need to go back. You would not need to go back. Obviously, if you leave out the entire thing, Vesein Tal Matar, then that means you left out Vesein Matar, and you would need to go back. The Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean you need to go back? The Magen Avraham, the Shari Tshuva, write that if you remember before you say Tekah B'Shofar, then you should say it right then. But in Siman Kuf Yud Daled, the Be'er Halacha says that once you have completed the bracha of Mevarech Hashanim, even if it's before Tekah B'Shofar, you should not say Vesein Tal Matar there. Rather, wait till Shomei Tefila, as we will see. You can always say V'Sein Tal Matar during Shomei Tefila. Even though Masha Baruch Morod HaGeshem, once you miss it, you can't replace it anywhere the rest of Shmona Esrei, V'Sein Tal Matar you're able to say during Shomei Tefila. So therefore, it is best, says the Mishnah Berurah, to, if you realize after Mevarech Hashanim, you should just wait until Shomei Tefila to say V'Sein Tal Matar. Then some point out that it's better not to do that because maybe you'll end up forgetting, but maybe you should just write it in your siddur next to Shomei Tefila V'Sein Tal Matar, so you'll always be reminded of. If you remember, if you realize that you left out V'Sein Tal Matar before you finish the bracha of Mevarech Hashanim, you can say it at any point during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, just like we saw that you can say Mashiv HaRuach at any point, if you remember during Machal Kalchaim, so too you can say Mevarech Hashanim, you can say V'Sein Tal Matar at any point during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, whenever you realize. But if it's after you have said Uvarech Shanaseinu Kashanim Atovos, when you're about to start the bracha, and then you realize and you say V'Sein Tal Matar, you would need to repeat Uvarech Shanaseinu Kashanim Atovos again because of our rule that you need Me'ein Chasima Samach LeChasima. The last line before the bracha needs to be similar to the words of the bracha itself. So again, if you realize during the bracha, during Baruch Aleinu, still say V'Sein Tal Matar then. If you realize after you finish Mevarech Hashanim, then you should wait until Shema Koleinu, according to the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if you realize after you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're about to say Mevarech Hashanim, you realize, I left out V'Sein Tal Matar. So we saw by Nashiva Ruach that one should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say Mashiv Ruach Morod HaGeshem, and then continue on with what about here? Would we say also you should say Lamdeni Chukech, or we say finish the bracha and then say it? Rav Chaim Kanievsky said you should not finish Lamdeni Chukecha since you were able to say it later on in Shomei Tefila. And it is a lechatchila to say it in Shomei Tefila. Your Yotzei, all the Shittas, we say it then. Mashav Aruch, you don't have that approach. However, we're here, you have the solution of saying V'Sein Tal Matar later on in Shomei Tefila. So, if you realize that you left out V'Sein Tal Matar before saying Baruch, the end of the bracha, then you should say V'Sein Tal Matar at any point. Once you've said Baruch Atah Hashem, so then finish Varech Hashanim, and then later on say V'Sein Tal Matar during Shema Koleinu. Siv Hei, Im Lo Shal Matar V'Nizkar Kodem Shomei Tefila. If you realize that you left out V'Sein Tal Matar before you said Shomei Tefila, Ei Machzir No Sov Shal B'Shomei Tefila. As we said, L'Chachila, you're able to say it during Shomei Tefila, right before you say Ki Ata Shomea Tefila Samcha Yisrael Barachamim. Mashiv Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be able to place it there because that is Shevach, that is not a Bakasha, which is what Shomei Tefila is all about. There are Mal comments, Im Hayelo Tanas Tzarech Lomar Anenu Yomar Hashela Kodem Anenu. If you also have to say Anenu for some reason, and you need to say V'Sein Tal Matar, so you could say V'Sein Tal Matar before saying Anenu at that point during Shomei Tefila. V'im lo nizkar says a mechaber ad acher Shomei Tefila. If it's already after Shomei Tefila, you realize you left out V'Sein Tal Matar. Im lo akar raglav chozer Birkas Hashanim. If you have not yet taken your three steps back, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu, and then continue on from there. V'im akar raglav chozer Rosh Tefila. If you've already taken three steps back, then you would have to start from the beginning of Shmona Esrei. So if you don't normally say extra bakashos, then once you have finished your Shmona Esrei, the words of Shmona Esrei, it's like you have taken your three steps back. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if you often say tachanunim and you finish those extra tachanunim and you said, Hashem tzri v'goali, even if you haven't taken your three steps back yet, that is like the end of Shmona Esrei, as you have decided your Shmona Esrei is done, and you would need to go back to the beginning, even if you have not yet said, Oseh Shalom, etc. V'imnizkar, says the Mechaber, achash hachasam shmeh tefila, kodem shizkel ritzeh, if you realize, after Berchat Hashem shmeh tefila, before you start ritzeh, nirash omer v'sein talamatar, v'achakol omer ritzeh, the Mechaber thinks you'd be allowed to say v'sein talamatar right then and there, you would not need to go back to Baruch Aleinu. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you started Berchat Hashem to say Shemei Tefila, then you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, say V'Sein Talamatar, then Kiyat HaShemei Tefila Samcha Yisrael Barachamim. So a summary of all the dinim is as follows. If you left out V'Sein Talamatar, but you remember before you started Berchat Hashem, so then say V'Sein Talamatar in the bracha and then continue on. If you have already said Baruch Ata Hashem, you should finish Shavari Chashanim and then wait till V'Sein Talamatar till later, till Shema Kolenu. If you realize at any point before Shema Kolenu, you say V'Sein Talamatar during Shema Kolenu. If you have finished Shema Kolenu, if you have started Baruch Ata Hashem, Shamei Tefila, and you realize that Baruch Ata Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha and then say V'Sein Talamatar and continue on Kiyata Shomea. If you have finished Shema Tefila before Ritzeh, you can say V'Sein Talamatar right then and there and continue on with Ritzeh. If you have already started Ritzeh, but you have not yet finished your Shemona Esrei, and you realize you will go back to Baruch Aleinu and continue on from there. And if you have finished the Shemona Esrei entirely, then you would need to go back to the beginning. Simen Kofir Ches, Chasimas Birkas Hashiva, Sif Aleph, Hashiva Shavtenu Chosim Bamelcho Yivsakom Mishpat, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Chosim Melcha Mishpat. Normal ending of the bracha is Melcho Yivsako Mishpat, and during Aseres Mitzvah you say HaMelech HaMishpat. Mishnah Berurah says if you said HaMelech HaMishpat or HaKel HaMishpat the rest of the year, you're still Yotze. The Rama adds, Mi Yomar HaMelech Yivsako Mishpat Ein Tzarech Lachzor, V'lo Amar Shiachzor L'makom Shekol HaShan Rumel Kel Yivsako Mishpat Ein L'Kaman. So even during Aseres Mitzvah, if you forget and you say HaMelech Yivsako Mishpat, you're still Yotze, you do not need to go back. If you realize within Toch De Dibur, says Mishnah Berurah, from when you said Melech Yivsako Mishpat, and you should say HaMelech HaMishpat right away, and you're Yotze, if you already say after Toch De Dibur, so then you no longer need to do anything.